For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. John chapter 3, verse 16. Arguably the most single well-known verse in the whole of the Bible. Nothing else comes close. Sure, we know Genesis 1, the 23rd Psalm, the Ten Commandments, the Nativity, the Beatitudes, the Passion, and so forth. Each of us has their own favorite part of Scripture. But in terms of outright popularity, nothing beats John 3:16. But don't take my word for it. I have scientific proof. You see, in this day and age, there's nothing that speaks to the popularity of something than the amount of merchandise available. So I went to Amazon.com and I typed John 3:16 into the search bar. And how many things did I get back? I'll tell you. A staggering 110,650 items. Top of the list is the John 3:16 one and only Son men's pullover hoodie from LSA Apparel. It features John 3:16 in large letters on the front, and it's available in 7 colors and in sizes from small to XXX large. Yours for as little as $31.99. Also on the front page of the first page of the John 3:16 search results are a John 3:16 vinyl cross sticker, a John 3:16 guitar strap for all the Christian rockers out there, a John 3:16 stretch bangle with cross charm, a silicone bracelet, a necklace, a t-shirt, a ball cap, a pre-written sermon, which I didn't buy, and my favorite, the Samsung Galaxy S5 cell phone case with John 3:16 Bible verse, gold cross, and pastel polka dots. I won't go on, do it yourself, but you get the picture. Nothing else comes as close in the intersection between commerce, modern culture, and the Bible as this single verse. A verse that's probably actually referred to more by where it is in the Bible rather than the text itself. So what is it about John 3:16 that makes it such a singular fragment? Well, it's obviously very comforting. It's a statement of hope. Which of us, after all, does not want to be brought into eternal life by a God who loves the world and therefore presumably loves you and I as well? And it's also a wonderfully succinct statement of belief, theology in a nutshell, that we can use to encapsulate our faith in 10 seconds or a quick glance at a bumper sticker. And it's not just in modern times. Martin Luther described John 3:16 as the gospel in miniature. And on his deathbed in 1546, was heard by those present to recite it 3 times. Now, our challenge, I think, is that Martin Luther probably understood the gospel a little better than most of us here. And when he said John 3:16 is the gospel in miniature, he was probably thinking about something a little bigger, a little more nuanced, a little more complex than the soundbite or the slogan that we use it for today. And the other thing that Luther was probably understood was what this verse meant or means as a call to action. It's a very easy verse to recite. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so everyone who believes in him may not perish but have eternal life. Great. That's nice. So all I have to do is believe, and I'm high and dry, right? Is it really that simple? Let's come back to that. But first, let's try and fill out our understanding of John 16 a little more and put it into its wider context. The wider context here is that Nicodemus, who is a Pharisee, a Jew, John says he's a leader of Jews, comes to Jesus. Nicodemus knows that Jesus has been sent from God. He says as much, but nevertheless waits until it's dark, until he approaches, presumably because he doesn't want to be seen. Now, Nicodemus has some questions, and Jesus has some answers. Unfortunately, Nicodemus is more puzzled by the answers than the questions, and by the time we get to where today's reading starts, Nicodemus has faded out of the narrative, leaving John to report Jesus making this discourse about what Jesus came into the world to do. And most of this discourse, unfortunately, sounds far less uplifting than John 3:16 itself. Once you get to the next verse, it's all talk of darkness and light, of belief and non-belief, of evil deeds, of judgment. And people have read this to use it for exclusion and condemnation. And this is probably why when you go to Amazon.com and you search for John 3:17, you get nothing. But let's take a look at John 3:17 through 21, because it does add, in a very joyful way, what John 3:16 says. I'm going to read the passage again. Indeed, God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Those who believe in him are not condemned, but those who do not believe are condemned already, because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light and do not come into the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come into the light, so it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. This kind of language can be very uncomfortable, especially, I think, for us in mainline churches. We hear words such as condemned and judgment, and we stop paying attention, hoping it'll go away. We like the brightness, the promise, the hope of John 3:16, but when Jesus explains it, the first word in 17 is indeed, when Jesus explains it, we don't want to know. We puzzle that a God who so loves the world, and presumably everything in it, including you and I, can then move on to talk about judgment and condemnation. But that's a mistake. It's a mistake because that's not actually what verses 17 through 21 say. What we hear is very different from what is actually there. And we need to hear it correctly, not just for ourselves, but so that we can spread the good news in 17 through 21 and not use it as a divisive, exclusionary thing. We start with verse 17, says it all. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. No condemnation. It's the next bit that causes the trouble. Those who do not believe are condemned already because they have not believed in the name of the only Son of God. But read it carefully. Listen to it carefully. Jesus is not saying that God condemns those who don't believe. He's simply stating that they're condemned already by being in the world. It's not a believe in me or you're going to be condemned by me proposition that Jesus is saying God is making here. It's simply a hugely generous offer to step out of the dark and into the light. Likewise, the word judgment that shows up in the next verse, verse 19. Judgment. But the judgment Jesus is talking about is not the judgment of people, of sinners, of non-believers. It's simply a statement of God's judgment of how the world works. Interestingly, the word for world in the Greek of John was kosmos, cosmos. We think of this statement as Jesus explaining, if you will, God's cosmology, that the world is something in which God came to bring light and help us move into that light. So 17 through 21 are not the small print to 3:16. It's not the terms and conditions. It's not the catch. Once you get past the wording, you find it's an ongoing affirmation of the glory of 3:16 itself. God sent Jesus into the world to provide a path into the light. Should we so choose that path? God gave his only son. And let's not forget in Lent, that's give until death on the cross. To give us a chance not to pass judgment. That's how 3:16 should work. It's not a bargain. I did this, says God, so you need to do that. It's an invitation. So an invitation to what? Well, it's an invitation to belief, but more than that, it's an invitation to believe. John's Gospel overwhelmingly uses the word believe, the verb, over the word belief, the noun. Belief is something we do, not something we simply have. In fact, just having a belief in something can be incredibly hard. Think of poor old Nicodemus. Nicodemus is like us in many ways. He has questions, and he doesn't understand the answers. We have questions, too. And often, we don't understand the answers. Or worse still, we don't even get the answers. We look for eternal life and God's salvation in the word believe, the noun, but we end up asking ourselves, are we believing in the right thing exactly? Or worse still, are we believing hard enough? I'm sure we've all had these thoughts. But John shows us the way. Jesus is all about belief in action, about believing as a verb. Those that do what is true come to the light, so it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Do and deeds are the key words. At our Lenten Supper meetings this year, we've been reflecting on our community here at St. Francis as part of our transition process. If you haven't had a chance to make it yet, and you can, I highly recommend you come and join us. Starting from a passage from Scripture each week, we've been working together in small groups to discern where we are, both as individuals in our own walk in faith and as a parish family. These discussions have been loving and lively, great fun at times, and individuals and groups have been both discerning and open in sharing their thoughts. And what's clearly emerging from these discussions is that St. Francis is a parish that has been changing and changing for the better and wants to continue to change. And that change is rooted in actions, in the doing of deeds, and most importantly, doing those deeds in God, as John would have it. And that's the gift. As we talk about a parish family that's been growing and seeks to continue to grow in its spiritual vitality, we have a perfect platform here for each of us to deepen our relationship with God, to deepen our lives as disciples of Jesus, and to continue to move from the darkness into the light. John 3:16 is indeed a gem. It is indeed a gospel in miniature, but it's more than a slogan. So, by all means, we should be free to go and buy something from Amazon.com if it inspires us to action, to acting on our beliefs and doing deeds in God. We're starting from a great place in St. Francis, and with God's help, we can go even further. Amen.